I want to extend my warmest greetings to all of you tonight. I think you know Irish-American matters enjoy a certain priority with me, so the work you're doing is something I want to take every opportunity to assist and encourage. Your hand of brotherhood and peace extended across the Atlantic is helping countless numbers to a more productive life and a more secure future. Your generosity and hard work have made the Ireland Fund a proud chapter in Irish-American history. Your fund helps charitable, cultural, and educational activities in both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And you've worked hard to promote democratic and peaceful solutions to the problems of Northern Ireland. I particularly want to applaud you for your efforts against the awful scourge of terrorism. As I said to the Irish Parliament last summer, there is no place for this kind of violence or for those who tolerate or encourage it. For all of these reasons, I'm terribly proud to have this opportunity to be talking to you tonight. But there's one additional and very important reason I'm glad to have this chance to speak to you. Tonight, you're honoring a special friend and special American, Peter Daly. Now, I was proud to be able to appoint Pete U.S. Ambassador to Ireland. He was admired and deeply respected by members of the government there and by members of all the governments that came in contact with him. By every account, Pete performed superbly in the role of diplomat and ambassador. But I think many of you know Pete as I do, not just a superb diplomat, but a good friend and an unselfish servant of the cause of limited government and a strong foreign policy. On this latter count, I know of at least two presidents who owe Pete a tremendous and very special debt of gratitude. And believe me, you're looking at one of them right now. You know, I learned a long time ago there are two things everybody knows how to do in political campaigns: write speeches and make TV commercials. Back in 1980, when he was advertising director for the Reagan-Bush effort, Pete got a lot of unsolicited advice. But you won't be surprised to learn that Pete took it with the grace and wisdom that are his trademarks, and then got the job done in his typically competent and professional way. But tonight, Pete, all Americans, not just presidents, are grateful to you. You have served your country in the political arena and as a diplomat, and always, your efforts have advanced the cause of peace and human freedom. Now, Pete, I know you're thinking I wasn't going to let a moment like this go by without telling a little story, but you know, I've gotten so much criticism, especially from one rather prominent Irish-American member of the Congress, that I've decided to resist that temptation because I don't want to give them any more ammunition. But come to think of it, that does remind me of the time that Knut Rockne was called before an academic committee investigating overemphasis of football as a college or university sport. One professor asked why some sport not as violent as football shouldn't replace football. And Rock asked which sport he would suggest. The professor said hockey. Rockne said that as athletic director, he had tried to get the sport on campus at Notre Dame. But the president of the university said, "No, Rock, Notre Dame will never support a game that puts a club in the hands of an Irishman." But there I go again. So tonight, my heartfelt congratulations to all of you who are working with the Ireland Fund. Your work and generosity are making a difference in many lives, and all of us owe you a debt of gratitude. And I join you tonight in paying tribute to a good friend, a great American, and a great son of old Erin, Pete Daly. Thank you. God bless you.